Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and I see one of my co-hosts is on the line. Hey, Mr. B.
Hey, baby.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Yeah, so how was your holiday weekend?
It was boring, but it was okay.
Oh.
It was raining, a lot of rain, so, you know, not too much. How was yours?
Mine was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I just couldn't believe it was just beautiful. I had a wonderful Saturday. I went to a craft feast and, Sunday I rested, and Monday I went to West Virginia with my brother and my sister, my oldest sister, and we just had a ball. Then I got some wonderful news Monday, so, you know, everything's been good this week for me.
Oh, yeah? What was the news?
Well, I'm not going to discuss it on air, darling. You know, it's too many people listening.
Okay.
But I want to say to our listeners, you know, good evening, and, you know, thanks for dropping in. And, you know, we're supposed to have a guest this evening, but he's not here yet, so we're just going to maybe just play around a little bit and, you know, have a little discussion about different things, because this is Bringing Sexy Back, and we do discuss other things besides things of a sexual nature. We talk about current events and, you know, things that happen in everyday life, relationships, and, you know, issues relevant to everyday life. So if you're out there listening and you got something on your chest, call in and we'll talk about it until our guest gets in the building. But if not, me and Mr. B, we may cut a fool for a minute. How about that, Mr. B?
You know, I'm already willing to cut a fool.
Huh?
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we can hold it down for a few until our guest gets here. Hopefully he's still, you know, coming because things happen and, you know, people are delayed or held up or whatever. But if he don't come, the show still is going to go on because, like I said, you and I can cut the fool for a minute until our other co-hosts get on here or we may get a call in or something like that. But what you said it rained down there, huh?
Yeah, it rained. I cooked out on Saturday.
Mhm.
And Sunday and Monday it rained, so I didn't fire up the grill again. But you know, everybody's my mother and everybody there in New York, she had to go back home and take my nephews back home because they, you know, they'll be starting school. They start school this month, so they had to get prepared, their shots and all that kind of stuff ready for them to get ready to go back to school. So mostly everybody's up there in New York, and, you know,
okay.
I stay down here so I can take care of business.
I know that's right. So you can take care of business?
Mm-hmm. Somebody got to hold everything down while they're gone, so, you know.
My mind just went in a whole different direction when you said you had to stay down and take your business.
Yeah,
don't pay no attention to me.
I know where your mind went. Yeah, I know where your mind went.
And you said you had to stay down and take your business. I said, well, let me say this.
mm-hmm.
Well, my... You know, I just had a wonderful time. Like I said, they had a crab feast that was up in Baltimore, and my girlfriend had she had gotten 5 tickets from a guy who she worked with, and we went up there, and it was all the crabs you could eat. They had chicken, ham, turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, string beans. They just had a smorgasbord of food. Then they had the fountain where Pepsi's in the Pepsi Hall. Yes, I am. Pepsi, the free open bar. And they had some vendors there. You know, it was really a nice event. It was really nice. Everybody. And then they even, you know, played music. He was dancing and doing line dancing and, you know, all kind
all
of stuff.
All that stuff don't go with crabs. Who eats string beans and mashed potatoes and macaroni with crabs?
I would say macaroni.
Oh. Well,
I mean, this was before because people now, let me say this. People who are just coming into an event may have been somewhere where they was hungry like me because I was hungry when I got there because I hadn't eaten. I was, you know, hungry. So I ate, you know, some food, and then when the crabs got done, I ate some crabs and I brought some crabs home. How about that?
I don't eat crabs or seafood, so I'm allergic to it. But
oh, really?
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, though.
Oh yes, yes I did. Yes, I most definitely had a wonderful time. Let me see if this is our second co-host on the line. Hello, Rhea.
Hi.
Hi, darling. How are you? Me and Mr. B are on the line.
Hey, Rhea.
Hey.
You know what? I was talking about you to Miss Delicious last week. don't beat me up. But I asked Miss Delicious. I said, Miss Delicious, she kind of sounds kind of strong. Like I was intimidated.
You know what?
I'm quiet. I said she sounded a little aggressive, like she beat me in the ass or something. I don't know. I don't know what to say to her.
Well, I'm sure if I had to, I could.
I know, you know, kind of thing.
I'm a loving person. I'm not a fighting person, but I have had my days.
I believe you. You were like, yeah, because back in prison, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, I ain't never been in prison, sweetie. Not yet.
No, I know. We were talking about the book, though. I was. You know, it was kind of funny. Don't be laughing at me. Y'all could have warned me. You could have warned me first. Everybody warned me. They just threw me to the wolves.
I have a very, very, I have very strong convictions, and it is what it is with me. And there's no changing. And I don't have an issue with accepting other people's opinion. But sometimes when I express mine, it is a tad bit strong.
Right. I knew something wasn't right. I knew something was strong.
Someone right. What got to be wrong about that? Women can be strong. Don't start nothing. There won't be nothing.
Look, see, here you go. I'm about to hang up.
Get some making me raise four kids on my own. And I have four kids with hugely strong personalities.
I'm just teasing.
Have you guys heard? Let me ask you guys this. Have you heard where they're going to start when a guy has a mistress that he's going to have to start paying support to her as well as his wife?
Hell no, I ain't heard that. That's some bullshit right there.
Well, I
you know
just
what?
Made
that
kind of, up.
That
but
kind
you know
that
what?
That kind of stuff just makes my stomach hurt.
Right, but you know what? Eventually, I think.
In the first place.
Right. I just made that up. But, you know, sometimes you can expect anything to happen. And eventually that may happen because you know how they gave the gays all these different rights. Now they can file their taxes together. They can do this. They can do that. So what makes it so different than if a man has a mistress on his side that she can't be taken care of as well as his wife? Because, number one, if he can have a mistress on his side, he must can afford to do. I mean, he should be forced to be able to take care of her. Because if you mess around on your marriage, you need to pay the piper. If you want to dance to the music, pay the piper. And I'm passing that law.
Well, 9 times out of 10, she's already being taken care of. For one, she's the mistress. For mistress, for two, you don't get anything from a woman without giving her something. And for three, most of the time, if he wants her to keep quiet, he's doing something financial for her anyways. You know what I'm saying? And she's accepting it because she wants to keep getting that financial and she doesn't want to mess up what she has. So,
but see, that doesn't happen in all cases.
The only way that makes sense to me is if somebody was leaving a dual life and he had that mistress for 7 years and she didn't think she was the mistress. And she was the platonic, what is it? After 7 years, you could be, what's that word?
Common law wife,
yes.
Common law? Well, 9 times out of 10, a mistress don't know she a mistress. At first, she takes the role of the mistress and the side chick. But as time goes on, she has it in her mind where she's not the side chick anymore. So, you know what I'm saying? You guys have to be careful with that because a lot of if you're the side chick, be the side chick. Look, you're getting all the props and everything that the wife is getting, but you still have your freedom to do what you want to do. So I'm not understanding why if you already knew your role before you got to the situation. Why would you try to change it? If you can get everything that the wife is getting, but you still got your freedom to date whoever the hell you please, why would you mess that up?
No. I'm speaking of if a person, say like if a man messes around with a woman and doesn't tell her that he is married, then he springs it on her that I am married and I'm going to leave you alone. You know, you're not going to leave me alone. You're going to continue to take care of me.
Mm.
Because, number one, you never told me you was married. And we developed, at least I'm thinking that, you know, we developed this wonderful relationship. I'm seeing you, you know, majority of the times, not knowing that you're married because maybe you're going through something with your wife so you can afford to stay out a few nights a week with me. And I'm thinking everything's hunky-dory. Then all of a sudden when things get good with you and your wife, you're going to tell me, well, I'm married, not So therefore, a man who does something like that should be forced to pay to take care of his mistress and his wife. If you want both, you want your ice cream and your cake.
So let me ask you, what would you do in a situation like that? If you were dating a man, he didn't tell you he was married, then, you know, he's going through it with his wife, then things actually start to get better with him and his wife, and he tells you that he's married and he's going back, he's going to stay with his wife, and y'all going to have to end your relationship. What would you do?
First of all, I would stalk him. No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. But in all honesty, I had that to happen to me. But the guy that who was married, I never met his wife, never known his wife. He just said he really didn't even tell me that he was married, but someone else who had told me that he was married. And he was not only cheating on his wife with me, come to find out, he was cheating on me and his wife with somebody else. So I ended it, you know, when I found out he was married, I ended it because, number one, I don't mess with married men intentionally, knowingly, you know, because if I know you, as a matter of fact, my daughter's father was married when I got pregnant by him, and I didn't know that he was married until I was like 4 months pregnant. But he told me, well, he did get a divorce from his wife. At that time, he was in the process of getting a divorce, but the thing of it is that he was married. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm the side chick and then all of a sudden he's going to tell me that he's going back to his wife, then something, you know, especially if, you know, he's put me in a position of he's doing this for me, you know, paying my bills, doing this, doing that. Oh, he's going to have to continue that.
How could you make him continue it if he wants to end it? How could you make him? There's no way you can make him continue it.
I would ask him, number one, well, if you're getting along with your wife so well, do you want to continue to get along with her? Because if not, I will let her know that what's been going on this side of town.
Now,
does
that make him more dangerous or less dangerous?
Well, I don't know, because that's something I would have to find out, because if he wanted to be dangerous, I'd be dangerous too.
No, not dangerous meaning harm, but meaning for your situation. Does that help your situation or does that hinder your situation?
With the fact of the matter that I would tell his wife?
Yeah.
Well, if he thought so much of wanting to be with his wife opposed to me, I think it would help my situation. But if he was just BSing me, then, you know, I guess he would say, well, okay, you know, I'm going to continue or whatever, something like that. But if a man truly and honestly wants to get back with his wife and he feels that, you know, things are going to work out with his wife and then he's going to throw dirt at me and tell me that I'm going back to my wife, oh, no, you're not.
That doesn't help your situation at all.
What do you mean? It'll keep me up. It'll keep me up because I'm going to say this. If he was the type of now, first of all, I didn't know he was married, okay? That he's, you know, paying my bills, paying my car note, you know, treat me like the queen I am. Then all of a sudden he springs it on me. I'm married, and me and my wife is going through something, so I'm getting ready to go back to my wife. Oh, no, Bobo. Mm-mm.
But that doesn't help your situation. I mean,
what
that
situation?
You're looking at it from one point of view. Okay, you have to look at it like this as well. If that man is married and he was dating you the whole time and he's married on you, he's going back to his wife, and then you feel like, oh, well, you're going to go back to your wife without, you know, seeing this, that, and the third, without, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. Now, if you go and tell his wife, and break up him and his wife break up because he doesn't want to keep taking care of you, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you break them up that he's going to stay with you. Do you actually think that would make him want you because you broke him up? If that was me, it would make me hate you more. It would make me want to do, I would just cut everything, all ties. You stop calling me.
Let me ask you this. If you honestly and truthfully love your wife and you want to be with your wife, you mean to tell me that you would give up everything, you would stop, you know, taking care of me? Because I really, it would only be a thing that you would be dealing with me financially. Because if you're going back to your wife, go back to your wife, but you're going to still pay these bills over here.
Yes, I would. So, I would, because I would.
Oh, well, then I don't have a problem with that, going back to your wife, boyfriend.
No,
but, you know, just,
I would stop taking, see, the thing is, when me and my wife were going through things, I was keeping the money for me, because, you know what I'm saying, we had our issues. We was, you know what I'm saying, not on terms. But when we get back together, that money stays back in the house as a family. I wasn't operating as a family because we were having issues. So I had money to trick with. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm not tricking anymore, and once I stop, say, okay, well, I'm not going to give you anything else. I'm done. We're done. The situation is done. And you're like, I'm going to tell my wife. I'm like, and if you tell her, then what? She's going to break up with me. I'm going to have all my money again. But at the same time, you still going to be asked out, because I'm still not going to do shit for you.
But I'm just saying, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. If you truthfully and honestly loved your wife, and you're telling me you're going to go back to your wife, but I'm telling you, go back to your wife, but you're still going to have to pay these bills over here, that you done started something over here, and then you're going to tell me, especially the fact that I never even knew you was married, then all of a sudden you're going to tell me you're going back to your wife? That leaves me out. So I don't feel that I should be left out because you lied to me. You didn't tell me the truth from the beginning.
Yeah,
but you're just
going to
pay
for
your lies.
Even though he lied to you, it's not his responsibility to take care of you because you are not his wife.
But he,
you know,
made it his responsibility. He made it his responsibility because, number one,
he did. He never said that he was going to take care of you forever. He never said that y'all was going to be together forever.
He never told me he was married.
It doesn't matter, though. He never made a commitment to you. You know what I'm saying?
He made a commitment when he started paying my rent and my car note and all the things. That was
a
commitment right there.
That's not a commitment. It might have been he was helping you out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Look, 9 times out of 10, a woman is not going to give a nigga.
You know what? Still help me out. When you go back to your wife, it ain't like I still don't need that help.
It may be, but you would have to fend for yourself. Now, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of dude, I don't hide anything. So I would tell my wife, look, you know what I'm saying? When we were separated or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Even though we were still married, I was messing with somebody. You know what I'm saying? But all that's over. So when you call and be like, oh, well, I was this, that, and the third, I know about you. You know what I'm saying? That's men. This is how you cover your tracks, you fucking idiots. Okay? This is how you cover your damn tracks. All honesty is always comes through. You know what I'm saying? If you were doing some shit and you and your wife were separated, y'all was separated. Fucking be a man and be like, yo, I gotta admit, while we were separated, I was messing around with somebody. I didn't tell her I was married because I didn't know if we was gonna be able to work this thing out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm willing to work it out. I swear, I promise, I let all the other bullshit go. It's just me and you. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm letting you know just in case this woman tries to fuck some drama.
I'm not finna fuck with no nigga. I don't give a fuck if you got a wife, a girlfriend. Hell, the real life, I found out from a nigga off the chat line that the dude I had been fucking with for 4 years was married. That's why when that nigga get out, I need me about 70 or 80 grand up out your ass. It was a trip. Let me tell you something.
3347. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
3347. You're on line. What's up?
I was over here discussing with my neighbor and his cousin about this bullshit. You know, I got to talk to the shit, the fucking record straight. First and foremost, I'm in a situation, what he talking about. Yep, I told the goddamn wife, me and her, to have a conversation about some shit. Number one, a nigga, if he married, he don't need to be trying to pull nobody in no way. So whatever you dish out, you get it back here. So at the end of the day, I told his wife, guess what? He still fucked with me, and I still get my money from it on Thursdays and Fridays. Let's go.
He's a dumbass. He is a dumbass. He is a dumbass. I swear, I did not.
But no,
yo,
you know, you know what? That's because he doesn't really care about his wife. Now, I'm just saying a guy in a situation who cares about his wife.
He don't need to try to come stay with me. I like living alone myself. Cause I go shopping what I want. I can throw shit around my street. You know, I keep
my place. You must got some good ass, yo. You must got that fire.
I put her on. Yeah, I be her. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must be working the shit out of that nigga. I'll be honest, yo. Until I started working with you guys, you females, like doing these shows, I really did not. Hearing some of these stories, men are stupid as shit. It doesn't make no sense. I mean,
I want to cut you off, but let me tell you something. All a woman has to do is be beautiful and be like somewhat of a man's fantasy. We proud that type shit. We can find a dude that we know that's weak as hell in the mind. And do whatever the fuck we want to him. And it really ain't got to even be that much. If he got a thing for you just off of your physical, then that's going to override any damn thing else that he be thinking about. It's just what it is.
Yeah, I had to learn that. I had to go through something. I had to be played to learn that shit. And after that, I fucking shit. I knew it because, you know what I'm saying, I was raised by women. So I know all the tricks, most of the tricks and all that shit. Y'all coming up with new shit, but you know what I'm saying? I'm hip to that bullshit, too. Y'all not going to catch me out there like that no more, especially now that, you know what I'm saying, I'm on the air with you guys, and we do these shows. My eyes are fucking open like a motherfucker, okay? I'm sucking all this shit in like a sponge. All these goddamn tricks and this bullshit y'all be doing to talk about. These dumbass niggas have an opportunity to learn this shit. We live on Blog Talk Radio. We on Instagram. And these niggas just not listening. You don't miss no shit like this. That's crazy. Oh, my goodness. Shorty, I don't know you, but you do sound sexy as shit. You probably be fucking this nigga head up, and he's giving you the extra money. If he going to give it, you keep getting it.
Look, yeah, he's supposed to have left me alone a long time ago because I done did some treacherous shit. I don't care. I kiss him out. I talk about his deep little, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my goodness. That's where you draw the goddamn line right there. That's where you draw the line. I know.
We have another call on the line. Let me bring this number call in. 267, are you there? 267-755, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you hear me?
They must be gone.
We can hear you now.
We hear you.
Oh, I'm Danny. Hi, how are everybody? This is Danny. I don't know what's going on, but hi. I keep getting muted, so hi, how are you?
Oh, okay, because I had what you in at one point, then I didn't hear anything. How you doing, Danny?
I'm fine.
Well, we were supposed to have a guest this evening, but they didn't show up. So we're talking about the mistresses and what she's entitled to.
She ain't entitled to a goddamn thing. That's why she's a mistress. Look. And that lady who just hung up, the caller who just hung up, she's talking about, I talked to Chad, his big little, woo! That's how Chad. That's where you draw the line.
I'll be like, what?
You said you wasn't going to tell nobody. See, this is some bullshit right here. Now you ain't getting shit.
But, you know, that's the best way to get a man is to talk about his jewels, honey. And if you say they small, he will really get upset. If they small, they small.
But man, you got to learn. You gotta learn. God gave you a small dick for a reason. So you know what I'm saying. So would she be like,
no,
it's little? Where she be like, it's little, like, it wasn't little when you were sucking it. That's how you get them back.
It don't matter if it's little hell. We gonna suck it to try to make him feel good. So hell, it's still gonna be little even after being sucked.
That's all right, though.
Oh my God.
Woo. Say it's still gonna be little.
Don't be out there playing. You don't have to play. Don't be out there playing.
That's
you
true.
Gotta, you gotta learn. If it's little, like it was big enough to get you. So you know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta tell them, man. You gotta have pride. Don't take the little dick joke personal all the time.
That's true.
They should.
Because there's somebody out there that can fit that dick and would love that dick.
Yeah.
But
like,
you know,
maybe,
you just have to find that person.
Yeah, you gotta tell them.
Someone to appreciate a little dick. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta work with it a little bit more than you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just gotta tell her. Maybe my dick ain't little. It's just that your pussy too big. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, it's some dicks are really too small. They're not long enough. They're not thick enough.
If it's not too long, then it's gotta have some girth to it. I mean,
right.
It's got to have something. It can't be skinny and little.
Yeah, like a
okay,
hot dog.
I mean,
I hate, oh, my goodness. Vienna sausage dicks. They are the worst.
Because you know what they said? Hey, as long as this folks.
But are there people whose penises really are that small?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I used to work in a hospital. This is no lie. This guy's penis was the size of, let me see. The size of not even my pinky. I don't even think it was as big as my pinky finger. His balls,
that was, but that
his
wasn't,
balls was bigger
than his
finger.
But that wasn't hard,
finger.
Though, right?
Huh?
That wasn't with a hard on, right?
I don't think he can get a hard on because it was too small.
Get the hell out of here.
Gail, there.
Huh?
Okay, you're on IB's page, right? On Facebook.
IB, the wise
you
one. Oh, okay, the other guy.
Yeah. Okay, there's a guy on that page.
Uh-huh.
He got his all over the internet. I swear it's about the size of my thumb.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait.
Have y'all seen Renzo's
dick? It's about the size of my thumb.
Yeah, I've seen one smaller than that. I've seen one the size of a button.
And every single time you turn around, he was posting it somewhere. And I'm like, okay, is it just me? But that's something that I would keep to myself.
Yeah. And Benzo put his dick out there on the internet. Benzo on Love and Hip Hop. Have you seen it, Miss Kane?
I don't think so. I don't know. I want to say I might have. You know, I see so much of that shit. It kind of started running together.
Well, he had the audacity to put his dick out there. I don't know why. And this is something else. Why do men?
I know why. Because I think K. Michelle made a song about Benzino having
neck.
No neck,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Well, maybe God made me bigger in other places." And
no,
I think he did.
No, he didn't. He didn't make him big down there knee, but that's where his neck is at, short.
You know what that happened? See, Benzino didn't look like that. Probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm in this music shit, so the little industry go to the little parties or whatever. But listen, he didn't look like that about 5 or 6 years ago. He was actually fine. Like he seemed, I'm just saying for me, he appeared to be taller, but he was no way the person that he is now. He wasn't that person back then. He was fine as fuck. I don't know what the happened. That nigga done shriveled up like goddamn. You remember that book called Frog and Toad? Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Mr. B. Why do men email their penises to women and put their penises on the internet? Why do they do that?
I have no idea.
Have you ever did
I'm
it?
Not, I've sent my penis in a text, but personal, you know. But
I was asking if you wanted to share. I gave him a number.
I don't need no stalkers. I don't need no stalkers. Yo, listen.
I just want to look at it.
You sent it in a text. Do you think that it maybe went viral?
Nah. It was only to my girlfriend though. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, we used to do little things like that. You know what I'm saying? At work, keep the spice going. So, she was at work, and you know, we were on the same cell phone plan. So, you know what I'm saying? But rather than that, I've never done that. That's not something I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're not gonna give it to me, it don't need for me pulling out a plant with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just a waste of my time.
Okay. Well, all right,
yeah,
Danny.
That shit ain't free. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't
free.
That's gonna cost you. Nah, that's gonna cost you.
Would you sell your penis to somebody?
Look,
that's gonna cost you. That shit ain't free. It's gonna cost you.
It's gonna cost what? What's gonna cost?
Huh?
Oh, not here. Like, you don't want to hear me.
Because I'm going to give it to you good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to disappoint you. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't get that for free. You got to work for that.
Okay, but do you get the concept that somebody just want to view you? They don't want to do you?
Yeah, you don't get paid for that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when you see a prostitute and you be like, just lick the balls, or that's gonna cost you about $50. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's a two way deal. It's a two way deal.
You a mess.
Like one time I was at work and this man snuck into the ladies' bathroom, and one of the girls, she was a freak, and he was like, show me your pussy. And she was like, give me $20. And you know what I'm saying? He gave her $20 and he got to see it. So, you know what I'm saying? Give me $20. Transfer that shit right to my bank account. I'm with Wells Fargo. I take credit cards. I take money orders. I take cashier's checks, no personal checks.
No, that's right. Well,
I said it's spiceless. It's spiceless. You know what I'm saying? You can't get good dick everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
You say you can't get good dick everywhere?
Yeah, you can't get good dick everywhere.
No, you can't. That's the fact.
Because you're not getting it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people don't screw everybody the same way. Somebody you may do for one person, you may not do it for everybody else. Like,
Maybe somebody might
eat the next person you won't.
Right,
people that do the same thing to everybody, and I don't like that. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But, you know.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Right, because I don't know in a minute what I do, what I ain't going to do.
But I just can't believe, when we had the last conversation, you was like, I don't swallow.
No.
Say, it don't even go out my mouth. It's never been there. It's never even been in my mouth.
I didn't hear you.
I was saying. Go ahead, miss. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't do that shit either. I used to think that you could get pregnant off of that, honey. It just tastes, I don't like it. I don't.
Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm. It ain't for
that,
me.
It's not something that I may, maybe somewhere down the line I may do that. But the reason why I don't do it is because, huh?
You funny. You said somewhere down the line.
Not somewhere down the line, but it's not to say that maybe one day I might do that, and it would have to be with probably my husband, you know, but I just don't, it's just the point of it, I don't like the way it looks, and it reminds me of sputum, and it's slimy, and it's thick,
you know, maybe if it was like clear and water, you know, just not slimy and didn't have a taste to it. Because I understand it tastes salty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I understand it could taste worse depending on your diet.
Yeah.
You know, not to say one day I might, but, you know, that day is so far in the future till I'm not really, you know, concentrate on that. And I'm not knocking anybody who does that, you know, because they say that's a man, well, that's the thing that men really love, you know. That
that's a turn off. That's a turn off. I used to think it was nasty at first, you know what I'm saying? But I used to think it was nasty at first.
Why?
But then when the first time it happened, I let the person know. I was like, yo, I'm coming. And they got excited and they swallowed it. I was like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when they keep going, you get this little tingling feeling all through your body. Like, you can't keep still. Like, that shit is amazing. Like, you know what
I'm saying? So the first time you did it, like, you was sort of, like, turned off or what?
No, I was turned on.
He was turned on. But you didn't want to, you had no intentions of doing it. It was just the point that she let you do it, huh?
Yes, yeah. I warned her.
Because you didn't want to pull out.
Yeah, I warned her so she would, you know what I'm saying, stop, but she kept going, and she slow necked it, and I was I felt wonderful, but I think the thing that really made it over the edge is like afterwards when they keep going and you come, everything just how sensitive everything gets, and that's like the part that makes you go crazy.
How what gets
sensitive? Like every stroke. Stroke was sensitive. Like you ever, like I don't know, like have you ever got hair so good that when you pull the bed sheets up with your ass cheeks? Like, you know what I'm saying? You go to stand up in the fitted sheets and everything is in your ass cheeks.
I must have been good if that's happening. Oh, wow.
Okay.
You stand up and the fitted sheet is all in your ass and everything. You just walking pulling the sheets. Like, that's some good head right there.
Oh, wow. No, I had some head that was so good until it felt like, and this guy that had did to me, his tongue actually felt like a vibrator. And that was good because, you know, your tongue can't move like a vibrator, but his tongue felt like a vibrator and it wasn't missing a beat. And it was good. But no sheep came up in my butt.
Now, the first time I met a skeeter, I was kind of upset because she didn't warn me that she was about to come in my mouth. She skeeted in my mouth. But I ended up making a crack.
Did you swallow?
Hell no, I spit that shit out.
Okay, you know, see, that is just such a double standard. That's what I be talking about.
No, it ain't that. It's because I didn't know. This is the first, I didn't know women could see.
Oh, that was your first
you
time.
Know so, yeah.
No,
so,
but
I'm
just saying.
But do you swallow it out?
I don't know if I swallow.
Well, let me ask you this. When you down there eating a woman, does she come?
Every time I make them cry.
Oh, well, then you swallow.
Now, most of the time it'd be on my beard and on my chin. You know what I'm saying? It'd be all sucking my beard and my chin and stuff. So. But I wouldn't do that for a long time. I didn't actually start eating vagina talk until like 25.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? And then the first time, like, I made somebody lose control. My first time doing it, I did it with the older woman. And
mm-hmm.
I was kind of a pro at it my first time because, you know, I watched a lot of porn. I was like, mm-hmm. What is this nigga doing like this? So let me try it. And she was like, it's not your first time. But it actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time I just like to make them lose control of the way their body moves and shakes and trembles and their stomach muscles, you know, contraction. And she started crying. And that kind of scared me at first. I thought I did something wrong at first. But she was like, no. It just, after she came, I keep going. After you come, I keep going. I don't stop. I don't want you to touch me. You know what I'm saying? Just try to maintain and hold your peace. So now what I do is I tie your hands behind your back and keep your legs in the air.
See, because I didn't put the headlock on your head.
No, if you can't touch me, you got to keep your legs in the air. You got to maintain.
You didn't
keep
hear
your
what
legs
she just said. She said a head. You did not listen to what she just said.
Oh, missed it. Okay, what she say?
squeeze them brains out of the top of that skull almost. Oh, yeah.
Put the headlock
on you. Because, see, once it gets sensitive down there and you keep doing that, it becomes irritating.
Yep.
You know, now when I have an orgasm, it's kind of long and pleasant. But, you know, once it gets sensitive, you got to stop doing what you're doing. Because if you don't, I'm going to let you know, stop. And if I have to pull your head up, I might slap you a few times.
Yeah, but the difference is, I notice a lot of men when they do that they're rough, you know what I'm saying, and you can't, like, every clit is different, and you can't lick every clit the same way, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's true. What are you calling it?
The clit.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the guy was calling it?
I go ahead.
What the hell?
Different.
That's how
they
don't
pay
no attention to me. Go ahead.
Now, and you know what I'm saying? It's all different. So, I mean, like, in between, you got to – me, I'm a musician. You know what I'm saying? So, it's always a beat. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm doing this, I'm telling my secret. This is why I don't like fucking talking to y'all on the goddamn radio.
You don't want to tell us,
right.
We're family here.
We are so in tune.
Wait a minute. Everybody else is listening over the
I'm watching the phone gonna start chiming. This is some bullshit right here. Okay. I actually make it a song. Because I'm a songwriter. So you know what I'm saying? I try to stay in tune with your breathing. I try to stay in tune with your body motions. I try to stay in tune with your expanding and your contraction. And you know what I'm saying? And you can actually feel when that little man jump out the boat. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, if y'all know what y'all doing, you can reach me at iteachyouhowtoeatpussy.com. And you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, and I got you. And if
wow.
you can't do it... And if you can't do it, and your girl don't like the way you do it, what you do is you have her contact me, and I'll do it for you. And
Oh, my goodness gracious. Be quiet.
I hope you.
Wow.
We wanted to hear what you was going to tell us. You're going to skip all over that shit. We don't need to know that.
Tell us the secret.
That's my secret.
Tell us the secret.
You gotta make it a song. That's the secret. You gotta make it a song.
Oh, well, then that's good if you do it like that. Now you got some type of rhythm and you know the beat, the mood.
Yeah.
Now, where you live at?
I'll be on
a plane.
I hear that.
But you know, that's good. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know when a woman is actually having an orgasm?
Yeah. Most of the time, they can't control themselves and they say it.
They say it? But how?
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is how do you know that they're having an orgasm?
Well, you can I don't know. See, y'all have never. I don't know if I doubt that y'all have ever eaten vagina, but if a man who really knows how to eat pussy, I guess you can say I do swallow. You can taste it.
No. Okay, let's just say let me make it a little bit easier for you. When you have vaginal, when you penetrate her, how do you know when she has an orgasm?
Well, when her muscles contract, sometimes some get tight. It gets wetter. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is different. Like every experience is not the same.
No, but it's one way that you can tell. And every woman has that same thing happens to every woman. Y'all want me to tell you the secrets?
What, the tightness when their body clamp up and their legs start shaking?
No, that's something that they do, but there's also an involuntary movement that they do. That ladies, y'all want me to tell them the secrets?
The arch,
sure,
in the back.
Okay, this is how you can tell when a woman is having an orgasm. Her hue changes, her eyes dilate, her nipples get extremely erect. She has contractions down there that cannot be faked. And the gripping part is something that she does voluntarily, but when you have the orgasm, the muscles are contracting involuntarily. So, and that goes on for a few seconds, but that's how, and like you said, it gets wetter down there. So that's how you tell when a woman is actually having an orgasm. And, you know, and some men know that, and some men don't care about that, so they don't know, and they don't really care. But a man who knows a woman's body knows when she's having an orgasm opposed to when she's faking an orgasm. So I just let the cat out the bag. But,
yeah,
you know.
I kind of know about the sensitive and the getting wetter and the contracting. Also, sometimes the hip movement, you know what I'm saying? When the females, a lot of times when they come, they put that arch in their back and stay on their back, and they come up off the bed a little bit. But I never knew about the eyes, Dolly. You know what I'm saying? When I got my head down there, that's all I'm concentrating on. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not paying to see your face.
Well, I wasn't talking about from when you're eating it. I was talking about when you penetrate it. Is you know? When you penetrate it, because you know some men, and if a man asks you, "Did you come?" Then he don't know. He don't know about your body. You know, because if a man asks you, "Did you come?" What you think? And if he got to ask you, did you come? Obviously, you know, because at times when a guy asks me that, I tell him no. But I tell you this much: you ain't getting up out of here until I do come, by any means necessary. I don't care if you lick it, stick it, whatever you do, you're not leaving until I get mine, because you got yours. And that's only fair, because, and men really should, most of the guys that I've ever been with generally would, you know, let me have an orgasm first, and then they get theirs. Because
yes.
It's so easy for a man to, because
yes.
He can hit it two,
yes.
Three times, and bam, he done came.
No,
but, you know,
no,
women,
no.
We have to, huh?
No, it's I don't know what kind of men that you would date to get it for free.
No, I'm not saying that quick, but I'm just saying it's in other words, I'm saying it's easier for a man to come opposed to a woman, because we just have to, because you know we're the only species that have three sex organs. And you have to really, a man really has to know what he's doing. We're going to get it from the clit, the G-spot, or the uterus. Now, whichever he's working, how he's working, if he can make us come from the G-spot, that's good. The clitoris is good, because sometimes you can have an orgasm when you're penetrated from your clitoris, depending on how big the penis is, and those veins are going to be rubbing up against your clitoris. You can have an orgasm like that. And it's rare, not rare, but women mostly have their orgasms from their clitoris anyway. Because
I like to get the clit energy spot at the same time. You know, because you know, men, I don't know if you know, but on the inside of the vagina walls at the top is a little rough spot. And why don't you try rubbing that while you're licking the clit and see what kind of reactions you get?
Oh, I've had that happen. I've had a G spot and a clitoris
orgasm
climax. Yes, and it's Oh my goodness. Come on, beam me up, Scotty.
I'm telling too much. This is not
no,
good.
This is not good.
Oh,
you're not telling too much because number one, you know, I feel that, you know, it's you know, we need to have this information. You know, somebody out there maybe don't
sold,
know
though.
These things.
This is supposed to be sold. We're not supposed to get this information for free. Y'all buy this.com, okay?
Go back to the original conversation about the mysteries. Your ass done already started. What makes you think you can backtrack now?
I know it's messed up. This is why I don't like talking to y'all. So the original topic for today was
what
oh,
the mistress
wow.
is owed.
Oh man, it's crazy.
Yeah. We can go back to that because.
I'm joking. I did want to say something. Something that you said. Damn, you threw me off. But I think of it. I just chime in.
Okay.
But the topic was we were talking about orgasmic meditation.
No, we wasn't talking about orgasmic meditation. We was talking about what the mistress. You know, because I was really teasing when I first started the conversation, how they was going to start the guy who messed around with and have a mistress on his side is going to have to start supporting her as well as his wife, especially if she never knew that he was married.
So would it work? So do you think it should work for vice versa though?
For who?
Vice versa.
Nope.
If the
shoe was
on,
to take care of a man.
Yes.
And she's not, and she doesn't tell him he's married. Well, this is the thing.
Yes.
What is she bringing to the table besides her sex? And if she leaves and go back to her husband, I mean, why is he going to still want to be with her? Number one, when he finds out that she's married, because if I find out that, you know, the guy I'm with, he's married, he's a goner. But you still going to have to pay these bills over here. It ain't gonna be no more sex between us. You know,
but see,
so
men
if,
is
you
different.
Know.
It's different with
huh?
men because they're gonna, it's different. The difference is a man, he's going to keep one to get the sex. So, you know what I'm saying? That's both of our wives now.
But I'm just saying, but if you want to go back to your wife, listen now, listen carefully. You're married, right? And me and you started messing around. You never told me you was married. You over here paying my bills, taking me out to dinner, paying my car note, doing this, doing that, blah, 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 blah. So I'm feeling, you know, I'm saying, well, wow, I'm his queen. Then you come and tell me after we done did this for maybe about a couple of years or however long it takes for you to get back, you and your wife and your good graces, y'all may have been separated or whatever, and then you're going to come to me and say, well, look, Gail, me and my wife, you know, your wife? What? We're going to get back together. Oh, no. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You going back over there and be with your wife, but you remember the first of the month, the rent got to be paid and my car note got to be paid. Go on and be with your wife. Because, number one, if you had told me from Jump Street that you was married, maybe all these things would have never even happened. And then if I chose to be in a relationship with the married man and all these things went off, then, you know, that's my fault. But, see, you lied to me from the beginning and didn't even tell me you was married and taking care of me like I'm your wife.
And, see, this is where it goes wrong in the beginning. When men are fools, because their only reason they're doing that is to impress a female. You know what I'm saying? I can understand if she needs help and she asks you for help every now and again. Yeah, that's cool, but you fucking it up for yourself when you're just doing this random shit for nothing out of ordinary. Because 9 times out of 10, women are so independent they can do it on their own. You know what I'm saying? And they will let you know from the jump they can do it on their own. So it doesn't even take all that to impress a woman. I mean, a female with money, I can't remember how the saying goes, money impresses a lazy female. You know what I'm saying? But a female who actually gets it is not impressed by your money. So you're basically doing this for nothing. If you keep it real, like, you know what I'm saying, look, I'm interested in you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got it like that. You just let a nigga know from the front. I ain't got it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'll let you know up front that I ain't got it like
that. If you come off, when you come out with a lie, then you have to tell another lie to cover that lie. And then the whole thing is basically a lie. So if you come out the gate telling the truth, then maybe something can be worked out. You come to me, you say, look, Gail, look delicious. I got this amount of money, and I can do this for you, but I can't do that for you. I say, well, okay, that's cool. But you come to me and say, well, you know, I got, I make $100,000 a year, and I can do this for you, and I can do that for you. That's what I'm going to be expecting. And you really know within yourself, you're only making $40,000 a year. But, you know, you come, you tell the truth.
That's some bullshit.
That's when you can bargain.
I'm going to tell you, I'm broken shit. I can hook you up with some cereal sometimes. I got a grip on, we got food stamps. My baby mama gets $600 worth of food stamps. I can at least hook you up with $150. Keep it real.
I know that's right. Well, that's the whole thing. People have to tell the truth from the gate. When you lie from the beginning, you have to think of another lie to cover that lie to cover that lie. And then it's nothing but a big lie. So, therefore, you know, take your lying self and go on about your business.
Right,
now, you may
right.
talk about a couple of celebrities here that are, but I don't know if they even told. Remember Jesse Jackson had a baby by, was it his secretary or somebody? She has something to do with him in the long run. But if I was Mrs. Jesse Jackson, I think I would have filed for a divorce from him and took every dime that he had.
He ain't got
none. Huh?
He ain't got none.
Well, he'd had less than that when I got finished with him. Because that was just so disrespectful for a man being married. And why do men sleep around with other women not being protected? Not only can they get pregnant, but they can get STD and transmit that to their wives, and they stand around looking stupid.
Stupid. Wrap it up, Nick. You ain't learned nothing. And men, you ain't learned nothing. If you're going to cheat, wrap it up. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't make no sense to get married and cheat anyways. If you want to cheat, don't get married. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But if you're going to cheat, and you may protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At all costs. I mean, if you can't go home smelling like condoms, so don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? you don't want to go. You know what I'm saying? You can't go home smelling like condoms, so don't cheat. And you know what I'm saying? I don't understand why. Don't get married, like. That's why I've never gotten married, because I know that, you know what I'm saying, sometimes...
You know what you want to do.
Yeah, you get an urge, you know what I'm saying? It's a choice, you know what I'm saying? It's a choice to cheat, and sometimes you're going to see something that looks appealing to you, and your flesh is going to be weak because you're human, and things happen. But you know what I'm saying? When you're married, you have to stay out of them situations. You ain't got no business being in the club married.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Unless your wife is with you. So
tell him about it, bro, man. Tell him.
So you know what I'm saying? Be smart about it. Like, if you're gonna cheat up too. That's one thing. That's one thing that got me. I've always cheated up. I swear. I my aunt told me that a long time ago. I'm not gonna cheat with the little hood rat. I'll date the hood rat down the street, but cheat with the girl that got her nursing degree, or got her own business or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not going to cheat with nobody who can help me out when I'm in need. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, the little food stamps is okay when I'm hungry. Yeah, okay. I like the dinosaur chicken nuggets that you keep for your kids. Yeah, okay. I like it. But at the end of the day, like, when you really need help, you really need somebody to have you. And that person that you cheat up with is actually smarter than you, because you're cheating up, so your standards are a little bit higher. They can actually help you and tell you how to, you know, maneuver and do things better. So, you know what I'm saying? But you can't get no help if you're cheating with the little dumb girl from the hood down the block with the green hair and purple nails, and oh, that's all she's worried about is getting her hair done. All she worried about is getting her hair done and her nails done and how big your dick is. And you know what I'm saying? That's all she as long as you hitting it right, you know what I'm saying, she's gonna do anything you want. As long as you get her hair and nails done. But she don't want nothing out of life. Find somebody who wants something out of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make it easy on yourself.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do. And women the same way. Don't cheat down. You know, if you're gonna cheat, get somebody that's, you know, better than what you got. But cheating,
wait, Mr. Richard, don't throw dirt on my dick, okay? If your husband makes $100,000 a year, I make $25,000 a year. But if you cheat down to me, you can cheat down to me.
Woo, Lord have mercy.
I take care of you.
I know that's right.
We can work something out. Cheat down to me. We can work something out.
I know that's right. The next celebrity I'm going to talk about is Beyonce's dad. What's his name?
Something Knowles.
Yeah, well, his baby mama taking him for child support. What kind of mess is that?
Mm-hmm.
See, he cheated and he was stupid, got caught, and then he's going for child support. Don't he have money? Or supposed to? Money,
he ain't
got
money.
Paying him for money.
Matthew Knowles.
Matthew Knowles, right.
I don't think he has that much money since Beyonce cut him off. But this is the thing. She took him to court, child support, because he up and got married on her.
What, he married somebody else?
Yes, he married another younger, yes.
Yeah, but you know, this is not the first time he cheated on her, though. You know they say that Kelly is really Beyonce's sister.
Shut up.
They do say it. They so do.
They do.
Yeah, they say she is really, that's why she's always with the family. You don't see Michelle over there as much as you see Kelly.
Wow.
In one of her songs she did, she talked about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't think you're ready for this, Kelly. I don't think you're ready for this, Kelly. I don't think you're ready.
Wow. That is really something. But, you know, I just feel that it's basically more or less to teach these married men a lesson. If you get married, stay in your marriage, you know, and not to say, because I'm not sanctioning nobody who cheats, but if you're going to cheat, don't be stupid, you know, and go out and get somebody pregnant or go out and don't use protection, you know, and give somebody your home number so they can call and harass your wife and all those dumb things that men do. Men are just dumb for no reason when it comes to things like that. You know, and sometimes, you know, it's not that every woman doesn't know that her husband is cheating and they think they're getting away with it. They're all bragging with their boys. Well, yeah, man, my old lady, she home and I'm going around here to hit Cynthia. Yeah, she don't know what's going on. But like they say, every eye, how that thing go, every eye closed ain't sleeping, every eye open ain't seeing. So just be careful when she open that door one night, she throws some grits on you.
That you know, my father did that. He got a friend of the family, somebody that, you know, the family knew. He got her pregnant, and you know, say I got a little brother because of that, which I've never met. But it's crazy. Like, I think it just comes to a point where you know what I'm saying, when it goes, when men start going through problems and issues in a relationship, they really don't know how to come out and communicate and talk about them problems. So they try to find other outlets. But then when they start cheating, they get to the point where they get pussy whooped because, you know what I'm saying, it's something new. You've been married for so long. It's something new. And it's a thrill and it's exciting. And they get to the point where they're not thinking. And in their mind, they're like, well, shit, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, Women are fucking most sneakiest, most conniving, most trickiest people on the earth. Cause that pillow talk will make a nigga do anything. That pillow talk is a motherfucker, and most of the times it be you know what? I'm just gonna keep it real right now. Yeah, cause you know we live, so you know what I'm saying. I'm just gonna keep it real. I've cheated before. I've cheated multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of men cheat because 90% of the time a woman in the street will do what your girl won't do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Most men's females are like the ex that I cheated on. She would always tell me what she was not gonna do, what she wouldn't do, and you know what I'm saying? As a man, you get tired of hearing it. Like in my case, I was only like 25, 26. She was about 27, 28 with three kids. I had no kids. I'm working. I'm taking care of you and your kids, but you're going to tell me you're not going to give me no. But,
you know what?
Homegirl down the block is sucking the shit out of my dick every night. You know what I'm saying? And she's cooking, and I'm cooking for you and your kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm working 12-hour shifts. I'm doing all of this, but you're going to tell me what you're not going to do. But then the girl down the block, I'm just going to chill and hang out. It ain't even nothing at first. But she's cooking for me. I'm getting massages. I'm getting all of this. When somebody see that you actually doing something and your girl is not on her game up to par, they're gonna try to steal you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. Like she tried to steal me. I got my clothes washed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to cook. I didn't have to do any of that. You know what I'm saying? But it was the point that she was willing to do it. And here I am taking care of you and your children, and all you doing is treating me like shit. Like I can't get nothing from you. So a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, it's something in a relationship that someone isn't doing that makes the person cheat, or it comes a time when you just get tired. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to lose the relationship because of, and it's stupid because y'all have so much time invested. Like, that's one of the dumbest reasons in the world to stay in a relationship is because you have time invested. So what, you have time invested, but if you're not feeling that person, or that person's not feeling you, or if nothing's changing, if nothing's getting better, if you're not growing, if you're not building, there's no need to stay in a relationship.
That's true.
And people have to come to terms
with
that.
You know, it's just so many reasons why people choose to stay in relationships, but the main reason to stay in a relationship is because you love somebody, and all that other stuff is irrelevant. Because if you stay in a relationship because somebody is paying your rent or buying you clothes, doing you things like that, what's going to happen the day when they stop paying your rent? You know, you get in love with that person, they're going to continue to pay your rent, continue to do things for you that come along with that love, you know, but... You know, people have their reasons for, you know, doing things that they do, and, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But
right,
I think the
right.
main reason to be in a relationship is because you love that person, you care about that person, that's the person you want in your life. And if you feel that you can't get along with that person, just say, well, you know, I think we've outgrown each other, you go your way, I go my way, opposed to cheating on them, because, you know, what the person won't do for you at home, someone else will. Get with that person that will, you know.
Right.
But... you know, everybody has their reasons and, you know, do things the way they want to do them because that's the way they want to do them. But I just feel that, you know, everybody should be honest and, you know, just keep the truth going. Because if you got the truth in it, you know, a person will understand. You can, how does that saying go? You can get more out of, you connect more flies with honey than doo-doo or something like that. Well, you know, if you just be honest and open
I like that.
Is that how it go?
No.
How it go? How it go?
You said it right, the first part, but that last part, no doo-doo, ball doos, no doo-doo.
Oh, okay. Well, how it go? You get
more
catch more flies with
honey
than S-H-I-T then. Let's put it like that.
Oh, you catch more flies
like
with honey than shit?
But, you know,
like
you just
that.
Have to, you know, be open and honest and upfront in your relationships. And, you know, I can understand sometimes you be in a relationship and a person will get on your nerves, or you might get on that person's nerve and y'all can't communicate. So, therefore, you may sit back and do some evaluation. Say to yourself, is this the person I really want to spend the rest of my life with? Because, of God, I was in a relationship 13 years. We went downtown to get the marriage license. We got into an argument, and I said to myself, and I talk to myself regularly, okay, because I'm the best one to give me the best answers. I said to myself, do I really want to spend the rest of my life with him? And myself said, nope. So we did not get a certificate that day, and I'm so glad that we did not. But, you know, you just have to sometimes weigh your options and, you know, think things through. Don't be a hothead. You know, don't let your friends interfere in your relationship. That's another thing. You be listening to your girlfriend down the street telling you, girl, you need to leave him because he this, he that. And she don't even know him. Then again, she might want to get with him. You know,
right.
Be very careful of your little girls that call themselves your girlfriend that's reporting stuff back to you about your man that he might not even necessarily be doing, but she just wants you to split up with him so she can get with him, or she might be trying to get with you. You never know.
Right. Something just popped in my head. It's a little perverted. Do you mind if I share what you got?
Yeah, share, dog.
Have any of you guys ever been titty fucked?
Yep.
I have.
What does it feel like to you guys?
At that particular time, it felt kind of exciting because, you know, while he was doing it, it also was coming through my titties in my mouth.
Mr. Lucy, you nasty. I owe you a freak.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. I mean, because you
and
know
you,
what? No. Let me say this.
And you got some big ones, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just a thing of what, you know, what makes me feel good opposed to helping him feel good. You know, and if it made him feel good, then that's what I was going to do. You know, he did things that
right
make me feel good as well, huh?
I'm turned on right now. I think I'm getting a Woody.
I'm getting a Woody.
Hey, well, it wasn't that pleasurable for me, honey. It's the most uncomfortable shit you can do. Because, number one, your titties got to be just right for a dude to try to stick his shit up there. And most of the time, it's hitting the bottom of your damn chin. And it keep popping out. You got to keep holding your titties.
You got small breasts?
Nope.
So how did it keep popping out?
You got to try to hold them up. You know what I'm saying? Your hand might get tired or your arm might get tired or something. I don't know.
But see, right, it's not an all night thing. You know, that's a little bit of the warm up. You know.
Yeah,
that's a little
like
bit of warm up because, you know, you don't. That's not the grand finale. You know, you may do that to warm it up or stand on your head.
Goddamn, it's delicious. Well, I tell you, I'm done.
Woo! Get it a swing.
Somebody quiet. I ain't heard too much from somebody tonight. I ain't gonna say no names.
You can talk about me all you want. But if I got something to share, I ain't no shame in my game with sharing that. But I'm just so Sullivan for a long time, so shit, I only go by memory, and that memory ain't that damn good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why are you trying to throw daggers and whatnot?
I'm sorry. We're going to pray about it before we get off the head. We're going to pray about it.
But you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's all good because I'm not ashamed of you know pleasing my partner, especially if it's somebody that you know I want to please. But you know, everybody.
Well,
let me let you in
on a little secret, Mr. B. When Delicious just said stand on your head, she really meant do whatever you have to do to please him.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't
right,
really saying
stand
on
I
your
know.
Damn head.
I thought that was some new shit. I thought she was sucking dick upside down. I ain't know. I need to know. I want to know what that feels like.
No, darling. Now, I ain't standing on my head now. But, you know, anything that, you know, because I'm telling you, when I was in the relationship, I was with a guy for 13 years. He was the first guy that I ever really, like, had oral sex with, you know. So, you know, that was something. And, you know, when you do something for the first time, you really don't know what you're doing. But he, you know, he directed me and, you know, turned me into a pro. And then plus I was watching porn, you know, basically to learn things from it, because porn really does not turn me on, but, you know, just watching it to learn different things, how the women would, you know, suck on the penises and, you know, how they would hold it and massage it and, you know, different things like that, because sometimes if you, some men don't like for you to, depending on how you be jerking them off, if your hands ain't wet enough, they get an attitude, and if you're not jerking it right, they get attitude, you know. So it's things I had to learn and things that he taught me, you know. So
okay, I did the stand on your head. That shit don't feel good. Not only do that damn blood rush to your head, but if that bouncing start happening, your ass is hitting the floor.
Somebody you're feeling comfortable with, somebody that, you know, you don't mind, you know, doing the things that you're doing with them. Because I've even been tied up one time. I've been tied up and spanked. Now, I like the spanking, you know, but don't be thinking that you're going to draw no blood from me.
Honey, please.
I'm
a survivor of domestic violence. You spank me, I am. Don't be afraid.
I like to spank too. I like to spank. When you back there and it's doggy style, and you slap on the ass and you do the wave, make you seasick. I love that shit. Oh.
I know that's right.
I have one girl who had a tattoo of a butterfly on her ass. And when you was back there, and that shit got to moving and jiggling like it was flying.
I was like, take it off.
I was turned on with that. She was from Chicago. I miss her. I still be trying to call her. She just had a huge ass. It was just, just huge and soft. It just. And when you back this, she get to coming. Her ass cheeks clenched real tight, and that's how I knew she was coming every time. You back there, her ass cheeks just clenched real tight, just lock on your dick, and just break your dick off. Wow. I got a question. This was a comment that somebody posted on Facebook in a erotic conversation. They said, "Does a good kisser, if a man's a good kisser, does that make him a good pussy eater?"
You know what? Now this is only from experience. I love someone who can kiss, and from judging a person by their kiss, they're definitely good lovemakers, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the guys who could really kiss. Now, as far as him eating a good pussy eater, well, that guy, he never did that. We never did that, but he definitely could make some good love. Now, I don't know about a person who can kiss good, because just because a person can kiss good, maybe they don't know what to do when they get down there and start kissing them lips. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
someone might
get
down there and just, you know, think, well, you know, what's up? How do I do this? And I don't like anybody who to go down on me and don't know what they're doing. You know, don't do that. If you don't know what you're doing, don't get on that bus.
So let me ask, have you ever made it to a good kisser that had a little dick?
A good kisser with a little dick. Let me see. Have I?
Cause you got some stories. There's some shit I need to know.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever ran into a guy? Well, I ran into some guys with little dicks, yes. But as far as them being good kissers, I don't know. Few of them could really work that, you know, their little dicks. I mean, they really could, because they basically, you know, was good for my G-spot, you know, because it's small, you know, the G-spot is not that deep within you. And if you're in the right position and, you know, he has that size dick, it'll go straight to that G-spot. And, you know, but I prefer well-endowed men. You know, I don't have anything against a small man either, but my preference is, you know, well-endowed men, because I like to feel it. You know, I don't want to be, you know, having to work my back off to, you know, get an orgasm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's just my preference, you know, but everybody has their own preference. And then sometimes even well-endowed guys sometimes can't do it. You know, they have all that meat
and don't know what to do with it.
Yep, and that, oh, my God, that pisses me off. Got all that meat and just don't know what. And then, you know, and then men always talk about, sometimes they talk about, man, she was laying there like a dead fish. Well, when are you going to start humping? You know, a woman ain't supposed to be doing all the humping. And I remember I dated this one guy. He always wanted me to be on the top. And I tell him, I said, one night I said, I lay down on the bed. So he said, come on. I said, come on what? He said, come on, you ready? I said, ready for what? I said, Negro, if you don't get up off your butt and get up on top of me, we ain't doing nothing tonight, because I'm tired of this breaking my back. But see, he just liked the way I would stroke him, you know, while I was on top of him, because he would always tell me, you do it good, you do it good. I say, well, whatever. But then my back would start hurting real bad. And I just had to let him know that, oh, no. I mean, I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it, but not all the time. You're going to have to get on top of me.
Y'all got some stories, girl. Y'all girl got some stories.
Well, it's basically a little bit of spreading experience and letting people know different things maybe they didn't know, you know. But whatever. Everybody got a story.
Yeah,
everybody got
yeah.
a story, you know. But if anybody got anything they want to say, you can call in at 646-652-2877, and we can talk about it because our guest did not show up tonight, and we're just having a conversation about mistresses, about penises, about climaxes, about everything.
Everything.
You know, if you want to call in and speak to, and just, you know, get anything off your chest, we're here for you.
If you want to call in and give me your phone number and tell me that I can hear, just call in and let me know. Just, you know. just tell me you love me. I do it. You tell me you love me, I do it. I love you, Mr. B. Okay, here I come.
You're a mess, Mr. B. You're a total mess. Well, it's this was a very interesting show. It wasn't planned or anything like that, but it was very interesting, and hopefully, you know, the guys out there listening, you learned something, or, you know, you picked up a little bit of something here on...
learned a lot.
Huh?
I learned a lot.
What a lot.
We're gonna recap, okay.
Oh, we have a caller. Let me bring this caller in. 410-497, are you there?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jay,
hey.
What's up, girl?
Shit.
I had to come in on this real quick because I was tripping off of Mr. B. I'm like, he always talking about somebody got some story. Man, your ass always got a story to tell.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
Oh, I'm like,
I ain't got shit on y'all. Okay? I'm a rookie. Y'all niggas professional.
And you know what trips me out with you, Mr. B, is that you got some nice stories that you be telling about your bedroom secrets, but then you always call everybody else dirty when they got their stories and they putting it out there.
I'm just saying.
I had to put that out there.
Oh, I know you ain't talking. Listen.
Freaks and all this and that.
Yeah.
Me and Jay was on the phone the other day, right? We was having a conversation. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say no names, you know what I'm saying? But one of our one of the guests that came on the show was like, she wanted to come and see me. So Jane is like, don't do nothing I wouldn't do. And I was like, I won't. But then I had thought about it. There ain't shit you won't do. I said, there ain't shit you won't do. I said, I got to be careful. There may be some shit that I'm not going to do that you would do, but there ain't shit you won't do. So how you going to tell me don't do nothing you won't
do? Ain't shit I won't do. I got some limits, okay? Yeah, I did want to make a comment. Now, y'all mm-hmm. were talking about a post that we had about kissing, and if you, if a man is a good kisser, does that make him a good pussy eater?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think
right.
that's necessarily true, because my response to that poll question, was that you have some men who can really kiss and really give you a passionate kiss, but will go down there and dive like he's straight up and it'll just be all over the place, all wild, like
mm-hmm.
I'm really going to get in there, I'm going to make you nuts. No,
you
fucking the whole moment up. No, don't do that. Wait a minute. You had me all excited with that kiss and you just did, your whole demeanor was different. No, you don't mess up. Get up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's the truth.
I have posted, just because something kiss don't mean she know how to give good head.
Well, that's true.
You have the ones that will rake and use their teeth opposed to their mouth, not use their teeth right. you know,
mm-hmm.
assume
right,
because
right.
one man might like her to rake and use her teeth, that the next man is going to like the same thing, and he might be like, no, that's too rough. That hurts.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she biting my scrotum. What are you doing? That's my scrotum. Let go.
I had this guy to tell me one time when, because he used to go down on me all the time. So I, you know, I was trying to go down. He said, no. He said, so I said, well, what, you don't like it or you don't do that? He said, no. He said he just would prefer going down on me because he said that women who went down on him didn't do it right. So I said, well, what, you know, what were they doing wrong? He said most of them's teeth got in the way or they wasn't, you know, doing it right or, you know, whatever. So then I said to him, I said, well, let me try it. I said, if you don't like it.
Bro. Yeah,
huh?
I don't think so. You're a pro, huh? You're a goddamn pro, ain't you?
See what I'm saying? I ain't thinking about Mr. B. So so he said, so then I, you know, when I did him, he was amazed. He was really amazed. And he said I was the first person, the first, you know, woman who ever, you know, did it right to him. You know, because he said he wasn't going to ever let, you know, another woman do that to him again because every woman that he got with, you know, it was some type of disappointment with him. And I said, well, all women are not the same, huh?
Right.
So you heard about goddamn Miss Delicious.
Well, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you made that point and said that, Miss Delicious. I did date someone that did not like it, and he said he just wasn't turned on with it. However, based off of your story, he could have been somebody that also experienced bad oral sex, and just was like, it just doesn't turn me on. I'm not into it. I just don't like it. And I'm like, what? Because every man loved it.
No,
yeah, or every
first,
man that I ever ran across loves it. You know what I'm saying? So I did run across somebody like that, and that might have been his issue, too.
No,
yeah,
I mean, at first, I was like that, too, though, at first. When the females were trying to do it to me, I'd be like...
That is hard to believe, Mr. Big. That is so hard to
believe. I'll be like, no, it was... No, you're right. It is in the beginning. Because I was like, it was... I felt it was nasty. You know what I'm saying? Because
you thought it was nasty.
You thought it was nasty.
You gotta suck my dick, then you gotta kiss your kids later. You know what I'm saying? But then
Wait. Let me back you up real quick. Let me back you up. You can finish the story. You can finish the story, but you say she's gonna go down you and then have to kiss her kids later. What if she went home, gargled, brushed her teeth, and all that stuff, and got that out of her mouth? I mean, what's up with that?
I wasn't thinking like that, though, you know.
Oh, okay,
I wasn't thinking
you
like that.
She had to kiss her kids later, okay.
So you were looking,
like,
looking out for the kids.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want the kids taking my dick, too, you know what I'm saying?
What made you think she would go home and kiss her kids after sucking your dick anyway?
Right. Yeah, like, go home and kiss the kids goodnight, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't thinking about it, you know, say, oh, good night, like, put the kids to bed, and, you know, put my dick all over their face, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't let it happen, but then one time, I just got caught up in the spirit of the moment. I was, actually, the first time it happened, I was on my way to the club, and I was in the back seat, and my cousin had these two freaks, and we was all drinking. And we was about tipsy, and she just, out of nowhere, pulled my dick out and started sucking it. And it's the first time that I had got my dick sucked, and the first time she swallowed. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I was amazed. I was amazed. I said, you can suck my dick anytime you want.
Just don't go home and kiss the kids.
Just don't go home and kiss
them. You can go home and kiss the shit out of them niggas. I don't give a fuck. If this is how you gonna do it, you anytime you want, you ain't even gotta ask. You can just do it. I don't even care. Just do it. It was the most. That was the highlight of my life of my night. You know what I'm saying? It was shocking. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, because the other girl that was in the front seat, my cousin was driving, she spit it all on the window in the car. But this one, when she swallowed it, I was tapping her like, I'm about to come. And she just took it to her head. And I was like, take it to the head, take it to the head, take it there. So, you know what I'm saying? It was amazing. It was amazing.
Wow. Well, they say that's what men love, you know, but
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I said, the man to do that to me going to be my husband. And he going to have to eat fruit for about a month or two.
Can I say something embarrassing? I don't want to say I put this on the air because we're enjoying ourselves. We're bugging out right now. But I had a girl one time. She made me come in less than 2 minutes, sucking my ear, it was the most embarrassing thing, but the most beautiful thing at the same time.
I
swear to God, she must have swallowed it. She must have been throwing me like 2 times and it was over. And you know what I'm saying? I was so embarrassed, but that shit felt so good. I don't know. It was like, I don't know what kind of mouth she had. But I tried to get her to do it again. I could never get back in touch with her. Oh my goodness, I swear that was the best head I ever had in my life. I swear she probably went down like twice. She was like go and it was over. it was over. I swear it was over. I was like this is bullshit. I didn't even get a chance to enjoy it. But it was just that good. I swear. Oh my goodness, that shit was crazy.
Wow.
I actually stalked her. You know what I'm saying? I actually stalked her for a little while. You know, just to get some head, you know, not major. It wasn't like I was hiding out in the car or not like that. But still see I was she I was like, hey, can I get some head? Like, you know what I'm saying? Every time I see her, I would ask her. Like,
you were asking for head every time you saw her?
Oh my god.
Yeah. I would like pull her to the side if we was in the room with a bunch of people. I was like, oh, let's go in the bathroom and you do that thing you did to me that time.
She would do it.
She did it again. I hate that bitch.
Oh, because she wouldn't go down on you no more. You hate
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it no more. I should have killed her.
Suppose she listening.
I don't care. I hope she knows who you are. She knows who she is. I hope she's listening.
If you're listening, please call in.
Yeah, you don't do that to nobody, and you know what I'm saying. It's like you cheated on me, okay? And it doesn't feel good. And now I have emotional penis disorders about people doing that because nobody do it like you. It's a problem.
Lord have mercy, that is just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, you know, because like I had a few exciting people who went down on me, or even sex, you know, it's pretty good with some guys, but
This was two sucks. It wasn't, you know, it was open before it started. It was just two, like, no.
Well, let me ask you this. Before she went down on you, were you real excited anticipating it, or she just went down on you?
No, I was cocky as shit. That's the fucked up part about it. I was cocky as shit. I was like, this bitch about to be down here all day, and she said, and it was over.
And she fooled you, huh?
It was one of those moments. This never happened to me before. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Oh, that's something. You know what I'm saying? And it was funny because it was a Southern girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had just moved to the South, and I ain't never experienced that like that in my life. And you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. Like, oh my goodness. I didn't know what to do. I was disappointed.
Wow.
I think I stayed in the house for a couple of days.
No, sometimes it happens like that. You know, you have your little disappointments, and you have your good days and your bad days.
That's what I was talking about. That you was talking about earlier. The man, he gets You like it gets excited, so you try to get yours. Men should give make women get theirs before men get theirs, because men can get theirs easier than women, and it's true.
Yeah, I know it's true.
I make sure a female gets hers first. I'll go down first before I penetrate, because that first one will fail you every time. You never know when that first one is going to explode. That first one is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
See, and any man who says it's not is a goddamn liar. Because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, because necessarily you can last for hours usually, but then sometimes that first one just out of nowhere just shooting you and leave you sitting there like, oh shit, I done fucking came already. This is getting calm. It's about to be an argument. Goddamn. But after that first one, you golden. You know what I'm saying? So man, y'all try to get that thing up before you get there. Jack off or something. And you know what I'm saying? Jack off. Wait about an hour, about a half hour. You know what I'm saying? Then go handle your business. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that
they say that that's good to do if you always have the tendency to come quick to come quick, that you should do that.
But the mm-hmm. bad part about it is, when you jack it off, it takes forever. It takes forever when you jack it off. But as soon as you hit some ass, that shit just come out of nowhere. Oh shit, there you go.
Right, but it's not gonna come out of nowhere if you do masturbate before having sex. Another thing is, a lot of times the menthol, like lubricants and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that tends to slow him down in ejaculating as well, because of the feeling of the menthol that's
mm-hmm.
on his penis.
Oh yeah, they have the sensitive stuff to make you unsensitive. Yeah, they do have that, but you can't really put that on, because
I think that what it is also he can't get past that menthol feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That cool, warm feeling. So he doesn't nut as fast.
Right, and then when he do, it's intense,
mm-hmm.
very intense.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any closing remarks, Rhea or Jade or Mr. B?
I ain't heard Rhea say shit all night. I'm disappointed. She's trying to hide her goddamn secrets. Only one she told was she passing out because she was upside down. That's it. That's the most.
Well, that was
first,
a good secret.
First, came on the radio station earlier and scared the shit out of me with your little bully stuff, and then you want to tell me your goddamn secrets.
Well,
whatever.
We've come to Jade. Put your shows out there, Jade and Mr. B.
Jade.
Well, my show's Erotic Talk Radio, and of course, Miss Delicious and Mr. B is my co-host. So I hope that y'all join us on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/erotic talk. On Thursday nights, and then we're on WXRP on Erotic Talk Radio, also on Blog Talk Radio on Friday nights, and not both of them 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Hey, yo, what's the show about tomorrow?
The show tomorrow is about bad sex.
About bad sex?
Overcome, yes, and can you overcome bad sex?
I can come with bad sex and good sex. It don't even matter. Okay.
I know that's
well,
right.
You
Mr.
can come.
B,
if you can do that, Mr. B, I mean, you can do a lot. I think that somebody can brush a leaf past your dick and you just is not. And have a smile behind that.
Yeah. It used to be like that. It used to be like that. I just think about it and, you know, be ready. But now, you know what I'm saying? It take a lot more now. And me, you can reach me with Miss Jade on Thursday nights and Friday nights at 9. You can reach me with Miss Delicious at 10:30. You can reach me at 4 o'clock on Saturdays. WXRP, it's a man's world. You can reach me at Sundays at 6 in this kitchen with Chef Stu. Y'all check out my show Saturday
okay.
at 4. All right. My topic is going to be cougars.
Oh, cougars? That's this Saturday?
Yes. How many types of cougars are there and why are they like younger men? See, I found out there was something called a professional cougar.
Oh, okay.
And I had no idea that there was, you know, more than one cougar. But, yeah, you know, Miss Delicious, you know, I'm here with you. You know, you guys get in touch with me, Michael Ankrum on Facebook, AnkrumMichael at gmail.com, at Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. Well, bringing sexy back is for the mature listener audience, and our subject matter is sexual but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. And we appreciate you, our listener audience, for your questions and comments. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or to either of my co-hosts. That's Rhea at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. Danny at munchdemouth@gmail.com. That's munchdamouth@gmail.com. And last but not least, Mr. B at AnkrumMichael@gmail.com. That's AnkrumMichael@gmail.com. And in the subject line, type topic or guest. And we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for an hour to an hour and a half. Where the topic is juicy, we'd be here for the full 2 hours of adult conversations. And tune in every Friday, first Friday at 11 p.m. And that we're not going to be doing open topics until the first of next year. So look for the open topics every first Friday starting in January. And at 10:30 p.m. on the last Friday, I have slow jams or house music from the 50s and on up. And on Sunday at 7 p.m., please stop by Gail's Blues Joint for some blues and sassy music. And remember, bringing sexy back does not mean you lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. And tonight's show was about different topics that we discussed, and hope everybody learned something and tuned in. And if you didn't, you know, we'll be back here next Wednesday, same place, same time. I want to thank you, Rhea, Mr. B., Danny, and Jay, the callers in, and whoever was in the chat room or whoever's out there listening. I do appreciate you guys, because you could have been anywhere, but you was here with us tonight cutting it up and having a good time. So with that being said, they could have been anywhere. With that being said, everybody have a wonderful evening. Good night. Stay sexy. Smooches.
Good night. Smooches. I love you all.
Right now, we got the best radio show on the internet.
Night, night.
Good night. You ask that every single week.
That's my
great grandson. Yes, he knows his nana has the best radio show on Blog Talk.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you too.
Good night.
All right.